Thank you for listening to Seek the Truth. We're still on our journey with Dr. Luke as he makes his way through the record of the life of Jesus Christ. You know, some of the things that Jesus said were really straight to the point. They're really in your face, and often people have this fluffy impression of Jesus as if he never said anything that would cut across a person's opinion or a person's thoughts. Listen to what he said one day. A man said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus said to him, "The foxes have their holes, the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head." Another man said to him, or should I say, he said to another man, "Follow me." But this man said, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go you and preach the kingdom of God." Another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house." And Jesus said to him, "No man having put his hand to the plough and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." My simple message to you this week, if you're listening to Seek the Truth, is this. If you're going to follow Christ, you're going to have to want it with all your heart. You're going to have to strive to enter in. You're going to have to determine, I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. I want peace with God. I can tell you the work is done. I can tell you that Jesus paid the price in full by his death on the cross. I can tell you there's nothing you can do to make yourself right with God, but you need to turn from your sin and follow Christ. But don't use excuses. Don't blame your family. Don't blame going to funerals. Don't blame doing business. Don't take any excuse, but set your eyes on the goal. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Call upon God's name and he'll forgive your sins. But as Jesus said, don't turn back, for life is only found through one person, and his name is Jesus.